You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Once again, we are speaking with Mike Davidoff, owner and managing principal at Davidoff & Associates CPAs, a CPA firm in Alexandria, Virginia, that provides tax compliance, accounting, and business advisory services to individuals, small businesses, and nonprofits. Mike, certainly a privilege to have you with us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Great. It's good to be back here, Eric.
Well, certainly look forward to the information valuable at this time of year. So 2015 is the first year when Affordable Care Act provisions go into effect. That's some pretty big news headlines there. How do business owners who have 25 or fewer employees, how are those affected?
Yes. Actually, I would like to say that every single employer will be affected as well as an individual taxpayer. But specifically, those who have 25 and fewer employees, I'll just lay out the major provisions of the Act that will affect those. So the Small Business Tax Credit, that's one. It helps small businesses afford the cost of the health care coverage for their employees and is specifically targeted for those businesses with low and moderate income workers. Businesses that have fewer than 25 full-time equivalent employees, they pay average annual salaries below $50,000, indexed annually for inflation, and contribute a uniform 50% or more toward employees' self-only health insurance premiums, may qualify for the small business tax credit. So again, tax credit is something that goes dollar for dollar on a corporate tax return, which is the best. It's much better than a deduction. As of right now, this credit is available to those eligible small businesses that purchase coverage for their employees through the Small Business Health Options Program, which is called SHOP, and described below, and may be worth up to 50% of the employer's premium cost, or 35% for tax-exempt employers. All employers covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act, generally, those are firms that have at least one employee and at least $500,000 in annual dollar volume of business, must provide notification to their employees about the new health insurance marketplace. Now, this requirement has been around for more than a year now, and I hope our listeners are aware of this, or, you know, they may have already done that. This notice must have been given to all current employees by October 1st of last year, of 2013, and to each new employee beginning after October 1st, 2013, regardless of plan enrollment status, if applicable, or of part-time or full-time status. Now, employers are required to provide employees also with a standard summary of benefits and coverage form, explaining what their plan covers and what it costs. The purpose of the SBC form is to help employees better understand and evaluate their health insurance options. Penalties may be imposed for noncompliance. So that is very serious. So as you can see, there's a lot of paperwork requirements for that. Now, and here comes the most important part. Beginning January 1st, 2015, the Affordable Care Act provides for new information reporting by employers of any size that sponsor self-insured plans. Now, IRS issued what's called the Section 6055 rules. Separate reporting requirements apply to those employers that have 50 or more full-time or full-time equivalent employees, but we are only discussing those who have 25 or less. Under Section 6055 rules, self-funded employers, issuers, and other parties that provide health coverage must submit new reports to the IRS detailing information for each covered individual. The first of these reports must be filed in early 2016. So as you can see, there are a number of new reporting requirements that did not exist before. That will certainly place a strain on some of the employers who do not have capacity to handle all of those on their own. So this is where Davidoff and Associates comes into play. We can actually advise you on exactly how to complete it, what needs to be done, the deadlines, and we can even take it on ourselves.
How are individual taxpayers affected by the Affordable Care Act?
Yes. As I said, individual taxpayers are also affected by this act. And effective January 2015, individual taxpayers are required to provide proof of their health insurance coverage. And we're not talking about just one household member. We're talking about all of the household members, you know, whoever they are, children, other dependents. And they have to provide the proof when they have their tax returns done. So that means proof to the tax preparers or proof submitted when they prepare returns online. Health insurance may have been provided by their employers or purchased on state health insurance exchanges. Now, if the health insurance has been provided by employer, there is no question. All that needs to be done is the check box on a tax return marked that the person is insured and all of the household members are insured, and that's the end of the story. So that should be simple. Now, if, on the other hand, the insurance was purchased on a state health insurance exchange, then there is a special credit available to those who purchase it on those exchanges. Now, this credit is calculated, and it's not a very easy calculation. Finally, those who are not insured at all or who were partially insured during the year will be assessed a penalty that will be calculated on the taxpayer's tax return. As you can see, the new rules are complex. Calculations are always involved, and it's done for the first time ever. So it was never handled like that before. And I advise the taxpayers not to leave this to a chance, and definitely see a tax preparer for advice and for practical assistance in completing those forms.
What is the single most popular reason why clients hire a firm like yours, Davidoff & Associates?
When we meet with prospects, we always listen. We never make any assumptions, and we take very good notes. We make prospects feel welcome and relaxed. We project confidence that there are always solutions to be found for any issue. And I can tell that the prospects feel this and want us to handle their tax and financial matters. So it's mostly building this rapport, building trust between us that the person can then trust us with their financial documents, with their issues, and we handle it very, very well. You know, we would never betray the client's trust. And I think that's what sets us apart from many others, and that is the most popular reason why clients choose to hire us.
Today we are joined once again by Mike Davidoff, owner and managing principal at Davidoff & Associates CPAs, a CPA firm in Alexandria, Virginia, that provides tax compliance, accounting, and business advisory services to individuals, small businesses, and nonprofits here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mike, what would you recommend to business owners who are just starting out in business?
All right. That's great, and I see people like this quite often. There are a lot of people who leave their jobs or who are laid off or terminated, but they're not in despair. They decide to start out their own business, which is great. But the advice, there are many types of advice we can provide, but the one that is the most important one, especially for those who are just starting out, is do not skimp on qualified legal and tax advice. Too often, startup businesses try to save money and then take a plunge without meeting with their lawyer and accountant. The results are poorly written legal documents that expose the business owner to liability and lawsuits, and poorly chosen legal entity type for tax purposes. And this will undoubtedly have the detrimental effect on the ability to get the business off the ground. And I see this very often. And unfortunately, I think it's in a lot of ways it's a human psychology that tells them, you know, you can find everything out on the internet. You don't have to go see professionals. And it just always backfires, I can tell you.
Good information. And how will the business planning, business strategy help a business owner who wants to fuel growth their business?
Sure. So this is a very complex area, by the way, and we help with this a lot. The main goal of every business, obviously, is to make money, or speaking in accounting terms, turn a profit. Without the step-by-step plan, you can only do so much until the business becomes complex enough so you can't figure everything in your head anymore. Having the business plan complete with financial projections that are reviewed semi-annually is the first step in the right direction. And we all heard about business plans, especially for those who are just starting out, and banks and other investors, they all look for business plans. So this is very well known. However, more needs to be done in order to set your business on a solid growth track. You also need to have marketing plan, staffing plan, service offering plan, to name a few. On top of that, you need to have your taxes planned based on all of the above. This may seem overwhelming at first, and many business owners decide it's less important than day-to-day operations and client acquisition. However, many eventually discover that absence of a master plan encompassing the above areas leads to many problems and a waste of money. We at Davidoff & Associates help new and established business owners put together the master plan and strategy by collaborating with a marketing expert. Then, as situation dictates, but at least semi-annually, we recommend that these plans are reviewed and changes made as they become necessary.
Certainly has been good to catch up with you and get an update on some of the tax laws that are going into effect in 2015. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Davidoff & Associates online and how they can be in potential contact as well.
Yes, you can actually find us online at www.davidoffcpa.com. And our contact information will be on every single page of the website. We're reachable by all means of communication, including social media. And we are looking forward to hearing any other questions or looking forward to help anyone who would like to be helped. That's what we do.
Well, Mike, we certainly appreciate your stopping by. Valuable information. Happy holidays to you and yours, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I wish happy holidays to you and to all of the listeners. And I hope 2015 will be just as good as 2014, if not better. So we'll try to make it better for everyone as much as we can.
There you go. Certainly appreciate that, Mike. Again, thanks for being with us. We've been speaking with Mike Davidoff, owner and managing principal at Davidoff & Associates, CPAs, a CPA firm in Alexandria, Virginia, that provides tax compliance, accounting, and business advisory services to individuals, small businesses, and nonprofits. And once again, the website of reference for contact and for information is davidoffcpa.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.